Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Devotional Bible Reading, episode number 182, where, by the grace of God, go ahead on and stand and get in your position. Where by the grace of God, I read three chapters of the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day with my family as a part of our family devotions to encourage you through this podcast to read the Holy Bible in a year's time with your family. And for those of you who are single and you need somebody to pray with you and to read the Holy Word of God with on a daily basis, this podcast is for you as well. Today, beloved, we're reading Judges chapter 2, Psalm 140, and 1 Corinthians 13, which I believe is some of the greatest writing in the history of the world. Dr. Martin Luther said, "I have done nothing. The Word has done and accomplished everything. I let the Word do its work." The great evangelist Billy Graham said, "I've read the last page of the Bible. Is all going to turn out all right?" And an angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, "I made you to go up out of Egypt." Open your Bible over here. Everybody, open your Bible and read the Bible. "And an angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. Ye shall throw down their altars, but ye have not obeyed my voice. Why have ye done this? Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be a snare unto you. And it came to pass, when the angel of the Lord spake these words unto all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voice and wept. And they called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there unto the Lord. And when Joshua had let the people go, the children of Israel went every man unto his inheritance to possess the land. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres in the Mount of Ephraim on the north side of the hill Gaash. And Also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. And they forsook the Lord, and served Baal and Ashtaroth. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Whithersoever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil, as the Lord had said, and as the Lord had sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a whoring after other gods, and bowed themselves unto them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of the Lord, but they did not so. And when the Lord raised them up judges, then the Lord was with the judge, and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge, for it repented the Lord because of their groanings, by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass, when the judge was dead, that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers, in following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he said, because that this people hath transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened unto my voice, I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them I may prove Israel, whether they will keep the way of the Lord, to walk therein, as their fathers did keep it, or not. Therefore the Lord left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua. And deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent, adders. Poison is under their lips, Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man, who have purposed to overthrow my goings. The proud have hid a snare for me, and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me, Selah. I said unto thee, Lord, thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves, Selah. As for the head of those that compass me about, you need to stand up in the back. And fix that and give that to her. And you need to get yours. Verse 9. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Now, not only is this a powerful passage that I'm getting ready to read, as is all of the Word of God, but also as far as literature is concerned, Shakespeare can't touch this. Milton can't touch it. This is some of the most beautiful writing in the history of the world that I'm getting ready to read to you, given to the Apostle Paul by God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass, or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doeth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, or we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings you have bestowed upon us. For those of us who are truly born again and truly saved by your grace, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us a mighty long way. For we have come this far by faith. And we praise you and we thank you for salvation, spiritual, family, life, financial, material, protection and provision blessings that you've bestowed upon us all. And Holy Father God, we individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you for Jesus Christ's sake. Please forgive us of our sins as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Lord, hide your holy word in our hearts. Help us to love it, to cherish it, and to obey it, and to meditate on it throughout this day. Have it to motivate us to pray without ceasing, Lord, throughout this day. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Holy Father God, for those of us you've already provided our daily bread for us. We thank you for that, but there are millions who don't have it. Some are listening to me right now while they're in a line of 10,000 people to get a box of food. I do pray that you provide for them their daily bread today. And Lord, provide for them a place to stay in comfort. And Lord, I pray that you would provide them everything they need during this time, if they're willing to confess their sins as your people and to repent and turn from their wicked ways and to humble themselves before you. And Holy Father God, we pray that you'll help all of us to do that. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, even this morning, that you'd cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, betrayal and sabotage and foolishness. Lord, out of the hearts and minds and lives of even those who claim to be saved here and out there. For there's a devil loose. There are demons loose. And some are allowing those demons to get into their lives. Cast out the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Sanballat, and Tobias, and Alexander the coppersmith, and Demas, those who do not care for you or your work. And they do their best, led by the devil, to try to hinder your work, as Judas did. We plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ against that demonic spirit and those who allow the devil to use them in that way here or out there. And Holy Father God, give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, as you have done so many times in the past. And I find it quite amazing. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver each and every one of us today from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace, your strength, and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, and to do that which is pleasing, Lord, in your sight. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would bless and protect us, our family, and all other Christian families from ourselves, from our flesh, and from the devil, and from the demons of hell, from evil people in our families, evil people in our churches, evil people, Lord, in the government, evil people in society, evil people in the military, evil people in every sphere of life. And Holy Father God, I do pray that, Lord, even though we deserve the coronavirus, plague, disease, like anybody else, and all others who have suffered from this, Lord, today it will go over 100,000, according to the official count of Johns Hopkins, even though the headlines are blaring that cities and counties and countries are intentionally undercounting. Lord, there, you know the exact number. It's probably north of 250,000 people who have died already from this plague. Have it to be a lesson to each and every one of us living, especially in the household of faith. Help us to learn, Lord, to be obedient to you through the things that we suffer. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would deliver each and every one of us from all spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, financial, legal, debt issues and problems, housing issues, food issues that we are dealing with now. And Lord, we pray, however, you will help your people to understand the importance and the necessity to confess their sins and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from their wicked ways and to get back to you, their first love. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would comfort the millions who are hurting today because of the loved ones that have died in the coronavirus plague. Comfort them as only you can, and help them to turn their eyes towards you, Lord Jesus, and towards your Holy Scriptures for true and real and deep comfort. Because the truth of the matter is, regarding this, Lord, we have no words. We have no comfort to give them. This is beyond us. And Holy Father God, we pray that you'd work a divine miracle, that by the power of your grace, by the power of your Holy Spirit, lost souls would come to know your Savior. And in the millions, and millions of Christians would pray, seek your face, humble themselves, and turn from their wicked ways, and get back to you, their first love. By the power of your grace, by the power of your Holy Spirit, break us, make us, and mold us to be what you would have us to be. Be absolutely thorough with us. Break us down to the ground, to the dust, Lord, so that we will never sin against you in the way we have over the past 100 years or more. God, have mercy. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.